67 to 69 Cougar with a very solid body. The rest of it, I don't care. You can have a blown-up engine, a blown-up transmission, ratty interior, I don't care. But as long as the body's solid. Because I'd love to get one of those. And you pay for that, though. There was one in, I think it was Edmonton. It was a garage kept its whole life, second owner. Standard transmission from the factory, and it sold for $25,500.
Well, that's pretty good, but I've seen them more expensive, especially across the line.
Oh, yeah. The sky's the limit. I mean, if you were, speaking about Cougars, I mean, if you were to get yourself a 1968 GTE with a 427, it doesn't matter what condition it's in. If that's a serial number correct car, you're adding a digit. Same thing if you find yourself a 69 or 70 Eliminator, which is the Mercury Cougar version of the Boss 302 Mustang. You're paying boohoo bucks for that too. But neither of those I would want because those are so collectible. I'd prefer to have the most base model one you could find, with a very solid body, and then I could just build it, modify it, hot rod it my way.
Well, that sounds all very exciting, and a long time to enjoy.
Yep. Mind you, by the time I get one of those, you probably won't be able to find gasoline anywhere, because everyone will switch to electric.
Yeah, almost makes you want to buy some land and put a gas station there. Gas storage.
I'm just kidding. There's going to be gas stations long after you and I are pushing up daisies.
Well, that's good, because I'm going to need fuel for my pick. Plymouth. Oh, here's a Roadrunner. You like Roadrunners?
Let me put it this way. I'm not a big Chrysler fan, Dodge, whatever you want to call it. But they have come out with some pretty stylish cars. Mechanically, I'm not a big fan.
Right. Yeah. Everybody's got their thingy, right? I'm not a big fan of things that are newer than 55. But give me a 1940s or mid-1930s car, I'd be happy with that.
'32 Deuce Coupe.
They're dime a dozen.
Yeah, seeing how you can go buy a brand new one.
What's that?
I said, seeing how you can actually go buy a brand new one.
Yeah, but it's probably fiberglass, right?
Most of them. There are metal ones out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I listen. 1941 Willys. Nice. But wrong color. If you're having a blue car, you need a black interior, not a brown one.
Well, my car's blue, and it's got what I'll call a blue interior in it. The problem is with time, the blues don't match anymore. This plastic and that plastic and that leather have aged and the color changed a little bit. So I'm slowly converting the interior over to black.
Oh, whew. Yeah, black is a must, interior-wise.
Yeah, well, that's why the dash is apart right now. I've got all the components out. I've got almost all painted, but there's one piece I can't get out without. So I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm thinking about taking out the windshield. so I could paint that part of the dash in the car. And I'm thinking that might be the most... It sounds crazy to take the windshield out and paint a piece of the dash, but I think that's what I'm going to have to do.
Really? Hard to get that, is it? Is that a deep windshield?
Sorry, is it a what?
Deep. Goes in quite a ways. So, or the shallow glass, like how big is your glass?
I would say that's a rather complicated windshield to take up. But, you know, black shops do it all the time. So there's a guy locally here who does mobile service, and I just hire him under the table to come over and pop the windshield out. I do my paint, throw it back in, all new seals and everything. Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's my uncle, and that is so true. He was my brother, too.
There's Johnny yakking away on Simplex.
So which one?
2 meter call, 146520. I need a beverage. Quiet radio. I'm going to step away from the radio for a moment, go to the fridge, and I shall return. VA7XM.
Hello, James V7WHL.
Roger, Roger.
Hello, James V7WHL. That's weird. He can't hear me now. Oh, well, V7WHL, I'll be clear.
Seven, take a go.
everybody on Simplex Air is banging full scale.
Yeah, I tuned it in, but I forgot to change back. So when I transmitted, I thought I was on RPT, but I wasn't. Kind of screwed up. Oh, well. Then I was getting to be annoying. Annoyed. No, I was getting annoyed. No. Somebody was annoyed over me, so I left.
Yep. Oh, well. Oh, there's somebody there pretty weak.
I can't hear Johnny. And here's the other one, so the other ones are pretty much full scale, except for Jim. He's pretty close, but not as close as the others are. So you said a 92?
Roger, roger.
Is that a super coupe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm looking at one.
Well, if you picture it blue, which is a dark blue, and a standard transmission, and a wing on the back, not a big wing, the factory one, that's it.
Oh, I'll have to see if I can find one with a wing. I don't see one yet. This one is white.
Yeah, the Super Coupe actually didn't come with a wing. It was a different model, a Thunderbird that did. But I bought one, and I had it installed it because I like the look. But all the ground effects that you're looking at on that white one is what I have on the blue one.
Very nice. Oh, I found a red one that has a tail on it, and it's a 92 Sport.
Yep, that's where the wing came from. That's the wing that'll be on this one.
Oh, that looks very nice.
You know, it was just one of those things that was surfing around eBay, you know, killing time, and came across this one, still an actual factory Ford one, not an aftermarket, still in the packaging, factory packaging. And he didn't want a lot of money for it, so I figured, you know what, I gotta have that.
But you tore it all apart to fix it?
No, there was no fixing needed. Right out of the box, it was brand spanking new, so I just ran it into the paint shop and had it painted. Probably, I think it cost me more to have it painted than it did to buy the bloody thing.
Oh. What is it you're doing to it right now?
Well, the dash is apart. Primarily, I started that project for some wiring, changing the wiring on some stuff, then installing a line lock. And then I decided I'm going to paint the dash. Then I decided I was going to change some of the wiring to do it a different way. So then I pulled this speedometer out because the odometer was foobarred. So I fixed the odometer while the speedometer was out. That's like working on a watch. That's like watchmaker work. So get all that together. And then I've got a vacuum leak somewhere, which is doesn't really affect the way the car drives. It can affect the idle a little bit, but because I'm anal, I gotta fix that. So once I get the wiring done and the dash back together, then I'll find that vacuum leak, and then that's that. I'll be putting it on the road this summer, probably for 6 months of summer.
Oh yeah, nice. I found a blue one that has a tail. I love that. Let's see, it's got slightly dented windows, though.
Yeah, I never tinted my windows. I'm not a big fan of that on the cars, because when you tint, you're also limiting how well you can see, and I want to see very well.
Yeah, no doubt. Mine comes factory tinted from the factory, of course, and it's only a light tint, but with a black interior, yeah, I can't tell. This one, too, has a hood scoop. Do you have one of those?
No. Stock hood.